Right in front of me, saying, "Make a fix, make a fix, make it work now." And I do it with the help of other people, of course, but at a personal cost. I was just really thinking about what your ultimate goals are. So going down the road I'm going down, if I want to get really good at what I'm supposed to be getting good at, what am I going to end up being? I'm going to end up being a servant. I mean, a servant that you very well often can't do without. And although that's kind of heady in a way, and that's kind of how they say, well, look, you always have jobs here. You know, that's a place to talk. If you're in a situation of self-destructive, and you don't do the due diligence to get yourself out of that situation, then what is your future except saying, well, you're incredibly diligent, the work of the bone, but you'll focus on money, on your wife's desire for money, and you won't leave. You go, is that a recipe for God? You go, that's not like it. You go, there you go. What's really important to you? So, working really hard to make sure that I don't screw up her life. I'm just going to explain it. But she's probably wanted to throw me under the bus to do it. And that's not very, not really focused on it. And that doesn't help her. It's to her God thing either. I don't know what Lisa's asking. So when you say, well, I want to fertilize you, and you're going, so what? What's not going to get you there? What's not going to get you there? See where that goes. Because I'm sorry. This job is getting more and more difficult. And let me tell you, I've taken a heck of a load on. And I did a heck of a thing. Most people couldn't have done what I did, I guess. I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do today. But I think it's clearing the balance. I've done some pretty amazing things. But jumped to the stuff that you weren't supposed to be able to do. Or it is certainly not advisable to them. Yeah, I'm getting things better than most. All the good it does me. Well, electric trees, and it's here, and basically I follow them all the time. And so, I bear responsibility for this too. We need to help each other work our way out of it. Money. You don't want somebody good. You want somebody you can get to do it at a certain price point. Not even to approach something, and then found out later that I probably could have easily gotten. Scholarship to BYU. I don't think God can make up these things, so I got to learn from it. Number one is, this is the thing I took to work. I started to work about 7 years ago, which is don't pass up opportunities. See what there's that. Well, I just have to see what talents I have. Come along with an idea. And she slowly gets there. You don't trust her opinion. I always find it interesting. But it's all about money. I understand we need to. When I look at everybody around us, and they're doing either A, to find, or B, better than you are, that's better than you. Now, I know what my question is, them being needy to death, which we're not, but, not even better. I think you can always try to save some time, always try to get out of debt. You can get a good impulse. She doesn't have much to do, she's just really the best. She's just not thinking mind she's very nasty about it. She's always concerned how it's going to affect her, and she can't spare too much for others. That's okay, I'm sure I'm the same one too. But we have to pass that. Okay. And since I'm doing the lion's share of work, the only way for things to change is if I make the change. So, we're going to hang in there. Here, I'm thinking about the whole district. Specialist. Faculty here in the hall. Tough things to do. Much later.